Hey everybody, Lauren here, and welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. This is the season where everyone is talking about being more thankful and showing more gratitude for things in your life. Well, in this episode, I'm going to give you 4 tips to cultivate gratitude, but not in the ways that you necessarily have heard in the past. The thing that probably pops into your mind when you think about gratitude is enjoying or seeing the positive in little things throughout your day. You know, waking up and being thankful that you're alive. And honestly, that's hard for a lot of us, just to be grateful for the things that are little in our lives. I mean, I think it's just human nature. So I'm going to go over 4 things that you can do that are going to impact you as a whole, make you more grateful, and therefore more happy. All right, number 1 is give a compliment to someone each day. It's amazing how making someone else feel good can make us feel even better. So give a genuine compliment to someone each and every day. Number 2 is when you have a negative thought throughout the day of it's cold outside, instead of really focusing on that little negative thing, try to flip it into something positive like, oh man, it's really cold today, but I'm really looking forward to snuggling up in my warm clothes when I get home. Or my dog or my daughter woke me up in the middle of the night and I'm kind of cranky about it now. Flip that around and think, well, I'm glad I was there for them. They obviously needed me. They had to go pee or they needed some extra cuddling. That way, when these things happen over and over, you know, cold days or interrupted sleep, you can try to go back to that positive thought instead of just dwelling on the negative. Number 3 is when you're caught in a bad situation, ask yourself what you can learn. That way you can be more grateful for experiences in your life. So, for example, maybe you've been roped into doing extra projects at work and you think, oh my gosh, why am I doing this? I don't have enough time. Blah, 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 blah. Ask yourself, what can I learn about myself? Do I have a hard time saying no? What can I learn about my boss? Do I have to be a little bit more forthright in my workload? Another example is maybe you slept through your alarm for the 3rd day in a row. Okay, what can you learn? Well, you can learn that whatever you're doing right now isn't working and you need to change it up. So if you're sleeping through your alarm or you're snoozing too many times in a row, then tell yourself, I'm not snoozing anymore. I'm putting my phone across the room. I'm turning my alarm up. I'm asking someone to hold me accountable to getting up early, et cetera, et cetera. All right, my 4th and last tip for cultivating gratitude is to keep a gratitude journal. And I know, you've probably heard this a million times, but listen to my spin on it. So instead of writing down all of these little things that you can be grateful for, which is awesome, and if that works for you, then keep doing that. But another idea is to write good things that have happened to you. So instead of saying, oh, I'm thankful for my family, I'm thankful for the sun, I'm thankful for coffee, that kind of thing, just write down good things that happened to you. Like, oh, my grandma sent me $50 in the mail today. Awesome. Or someone paid for my Starbucks today. Love when that happens. Or Netflix just put out a brand new season of my favorite show. Just little good things that happened to you. Because then you know what you can do is when you're in a crappy mood and you're not feeling very grateful, you can look back and look at all these just random good things that have happened to you, and that can lift your spirits. Also, by focusing on these things, your mood will be lifted and you'll feel more grateful. And I mean, who cares if it's like a Netflix thing that you're grateful for? It's about cultivating that feeling within us and putting our lives into perspective so that we can live in a place where we're happier and we see our lives for the good that they are. Let me know what works for you with cultivating gratitude. I would love to know. All right, that's it for this quick episode. Katie and I hope that you have an awesome Thanksgiving weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. Bye.